Paul, I just want to congratulate you, and I know everyone here at the Friends of Israel is behind you, even though we're not there right now. We want you to know that we're proud of you. We believe God has called you to serve Him in full-time ministry, but specifically, even more unique, is the calling to serve with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And we just want you to know that even though we're not there, we're standing behind you. We have we're laying hands on you. We're praying for you as you go through this ordination process. And you know, I was thinking of a passage that I could say to you that I think would encourage you during this ordination. And the one that came to mind was when Moses was commissioning his brother Aaron and his sons to become the priests of Israel. And it's interesting because it actually says in Leviticus chapter 8 that blood was put on the earlobe and on the hand and on the toe of Aaron and his sons. And I think there's a reason for this, as we're talking about being called into full-time ministry, to be ordained, to be a minister of the gospel. There's a reason that God chose to put blood, to consecrate the ear and the hand and the foot of Aaron. It's this reason. Number one, a lot of ministry isn't just speaking from a pulpit. This is what I've learned over my years. It's not just speaking from a pulpit. That's something I get passion from, and I'm sure you get passion from. But ministry, as we become ministers of the gospel of Jesus, is a lot of ministry is listening. And so the ear is consecrated because, you know what, sometimes we just need to keep our mouth shut and we just need to listen to what people are saying so that we can ask God to find out how we can respond in a gracious and compassionate way to lead people to Christ. So the first thing that Moses consecrates on Aaron is his ear, a consecration of listening as a part of this ordination process, a part of being commissioned to be a minister of the gospel. The other thing is his hand. I believe God consecrates the hands of ministers because this is where the work begins. Again, notice the mouth isn't being consecrated. It's the ear listening, the hand, because this is what we minister with. This is what we serve the people with. We don't serve them just with speaking. We serve them with our hands. And so I think the hands of Aaron were consecrated for a reason, to show that God wants us to do more than just speak. He wants us to serve people. And we do that. We do work for the Lord with our hands. And then finally, the toe is consecrated. There's blood put on the toe because God is commissioning Aaron to not just stay in his little place, in his little nook. I believe Aaron was called and his sons were called to go out to the people of Israel, to minister to them. And you can't go out, you can't minister and go out unless you are walking. God consecrates the very steps you take as he's thinking about your feet, he's thinking about your hands, and he's thinking about your ears. So think about it. God wants us to listen, to work, and to go before we even, what, speak. And I know that's in your heart. And another thing that's interesting, that's just a broad picture of ordination. The Friends of Israel stands behind you too because we know something else. We believe you've been called to Jewish ministry. We see it in your life as you understand what the scriptures say about Israel and the church. But also, we see it growing in your heart as you engage more with the Friends of Israel. And I just want to remind you, way in front, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." That's number one if you're going to be in the ordination process. The first thing, a commissioner of the gospel, someone who's been called full-time to minister, cannot be ashamed of the gospel. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek." You know, not many people think about the Jewish people when it comes to ministry, and I am thankful that you feel that calling to minister God's truth, to listen, to work, to go, to speak out God's truth. You're not ashamed of the gospel, to the Jew first and to the Greek. And so, Paul, we are standing behind you today. We wish that we could be there. We're sorry that we're not, but we want you to know we're praying for you as you are ordained to minister the gospel of Jesus the Messiah.